Hi there. Good evening. My name is Susan from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
I guess.
Okay. Is I speaking to Isaac?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you. In which state do you currently live? California, other?
California.
Thank you, sir. And which county in California do you currently live?
Merced.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you received, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, or some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on regular home phone?
I'm not sure. I think cell phones.
Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, can you provide me your age, please? What year were you born? I'm sorry.
77.
Thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, 4-year college bachelor's degree, some postgraduate work, no degree, 2 to 3 years postgraduate work master's degree?
12.
Okay, thank you. Getting started. First, do you approve or disapprove of a job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Okay. Now, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of a job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Galvin Newsom?
Yes.
I would say approve.
Would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention anyone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? I'll read them out to you. The first one is Esmeralda Soria. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard of?
No opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion.
Favorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion.
No opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris. Favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'll read them out to you. healthcare, border security, inflation and the cost of living, crime and public safety, taxes, homelessness, abortion, climate change, education, jobs, and the economy.
Which one again now is more favorable?
Which one of the following? Yes. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly?
I would say the border.
Okay.
Border control.
Actually, that one is not on here, but let me go ahead and put other.
Oh.
Hold just a moment.
Okay.
For border control. Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Republican.
Okay. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, Auditor, Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
I'll have to say the first one.
Joanna Garcia Rose?
Esmeralda?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Joanna, yeah.
Which one? Joanna Garcia Rose? Okay. Now, with Joanna Garcia Rose, would that be definitely Garcia Rose, probably, or lean Garcia Rose?
Probably.
Okay. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it the pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's off.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Increased.
Okay. On a different topic now. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. I'll read the statement. The first one, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Now, would that make it much more likely to vote? Somewhat likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Likely.
Okay. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers on one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molested children. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
More likely.
Okay. Would that be much or somewhat?
Much.
Okay, thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public about, As professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and the law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely? No difference.
More likely?
Much more likely or somewhat likely, more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you, sir. And the Assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose, will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother?
The Republican, Joanna.
Okay. Now, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay, the first one is, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Less likely.
Would that be much or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Okay. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less.
Okay. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. That would be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Oh, less likely.
Okay. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Well, I mean, I don't support it. Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Sorias, Democrat, State Assembly Member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, other mother?
Republican, Joanna.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, I promise. Regardless of how you feel, how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Registered as a Republican.
Okay. And that would be strong Republican, not so strong Republican, lean to Republican.
I would say strong.
Okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. Would that be somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Next on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would? No, you would not.
Can we repeat that again? So,
yes, of course.
Okay,
I'll read it. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
I'm not for
okay.
certain things, but I think I want to say no. Or is that right?
Yes, you would, or no, you would not.
Support it, or support them.
Yeah,
depending on what.
Depending on their position on abortion. Like if you would vote or not vote for them.
If they're not supportive, I wouldn't support them. So I don't know if that makes sense.
Let me see here. So you're saying that yes, you would support, no, you would not. It's like yes or no question, answer. But if you're not sure, that's up to you. Like we can skip this question.
Okay.
Then we'll go to the next.
Skip that one, yeah.
Okay, regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I went with Joe Biden.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate it for taking the time and patience. Have a great evening, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.